If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing to see. Step back.
All right.
You may
know by now the Rome County line received a call. Later after midnight, reporting a homicide out here on the lake. Officer Callahan here and myself
arrived first on the scene. We made our way to the shore of Lover's Lake, about 10 yards from that house you see behind me. It was there that we found the victim, an 18-year-old senior from Hawkins High, Patrick McKinney.
His limbs.
His body. It was.
What are we even doing? I mean, where is the FBI?
There was an eyewitness.
That's what I want to know. We got a serial killer on the loose here.
We've also identified a person of interest, Eddie Munson. We encourage anyone with information to please come forward.
This is not good. This is really not good.
A lot of questions, and I'm going to answer as many as I can. 2 o'clock at Town Hall,
where anyone from the Hawkins community is welcome. But right now,
I've got some work to do, and I appreciate your understanding.
Dusty, can you hear me? Wheeler?
Eddie, holy shit.
Are you okay?
Nah, man. Pretty goddamn far from okay.
Where is he?
Where are you? Skull Rock. Do you know it?
Yeah, that's near
Cornwallis and
Garrett. Yeah, I know. I know where that is.
Hold tight. We're coming.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever, where today we're talking about the next 10 minutes of Chapter 6 of Stranger Things 4, The Dive. And when I tell you I'm not wasting any more time, I'm getting right into this as we talk minutes 10 to 20. I didn't look up anything about Stranger Things. There could have been an announcement today. I have no idea at this point. I know that I had another day off and I wanted to podcast earlier, but it just didn't happen. So here I am. Here I am, baby. Gonna take me. Look at that. I'm already wasting time. I can't help it. Sometimes I have to sing. All right. Let's jump right into it. Minutes 10 to 20 of The Dive. We are still in Hawkins. We are still with the crew in the Wheeler Mobile. And Robin is still talking about how screwed Eddie is. And Nancy's like, really, what we could say is, you know, just say it like, we're actually one step closer to finding Vecna and, you know, putting a positive spin on. And then they're like, oh, shit, because now they're pulling up. They were going back to Reefer Rick's house to check on Eddie. Eddie's not there. But it seems like everyone else is, because they're pulling up into the aftermath of what happened to Patrick. The kids are, you know, they get out and they walk around this news van and they see Chief Powell there giving a report to the local news. And we actually see some of the families. I think we see Erica and Lucas's parents. We see the Wheelers' parents. We see Dustin's mom. I don't know if we see anyone else. But they're all watching the news. They're all watching the news at the same time where Powell names the victim, Patrick, and actually names Eddie as a person of interest, holding up a photo of Eddie. So if there are any rumors, if there were any, talk going around, obviously from Jason and that crew, Now the whole town knows that Eddie Munson is at least wanted as a person of interest for this death, which again, if you see how these people died, how can you blame? How can you say that a teenager did this? I don't know. But he does mention there's going to be a town hall meeting at 2 p.m. to answer everyone's questions. So if I remember correctly, a few of the townsfolk show up for that. So just as that's happening, Eddie finally gets through on that walkie-talkie he stole from the pooping construction guy. And he gets through to Dustin, and he tells him he's hiding at Skull Rock, which is off in the woods. They know exactly where it is, so they are on their way. We then jump over to the Cali boys, but they're not in California. They finally made it to Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah, to be exact. We have Argyle, Will, Mike, and Jonathan. They pull into town. They know exactly where Susie lives, and they go and knock on her family's door. But before they do that, actually, they say they need to be on their best behavior. And Argo's like, I'm very spiritual because Susie's family is very religious. He's like, yeah, it's kind of, Mike's like, yeah, it's kind of the same thing, but not exactly. And they basically walk into almost like an 80s family comedy, just a madhouse of children everywhere. They open the door and one kid is, you know, shooting toy arrows at them. They walk in, they see two other kids shooting a movie. And while they're making a movie, two other kids are making dinner. Then we see there's an older sibling who reprimands the little arrow kid shooting the arrows, who catches Argyle's eye. He seems to be smitten, and she seems to be a little wee bit smitten herself looking back at him. But they're just like, we're looking for Susie. Where's Susie? And she just tells them where they go. You know, it's like no one seems to care that there's four teenage boys that just showed up out of nowhere in their house looking for Susie. They go into Susie's room. She's not there at first glance, but they realize she's out on the roof adjusting an antenna. And I'm wondering if that antenna is how she communicates to Dusty Bun. It has to be, right? She's like, who the heck are you? What are you doing in my room? We're Dustin's friends and we really need your help. And she gives a look like, really? Well, and you know, she's the type of girl, she seems like the type of person who's like, if you are friends with Dustin and you need help, then I will help you. That seems like the type of girl she is. And she's also a wicked genius. And I remember her dealing with the computers and them later. But that's not at this moment. That's not at this moment. In fact, that's the last time we see them in Utah. We then spent the rest of our 10 minutes in Russia. We go to two different parts of Russia, actually. The first part is off in the Russian wilderness. Now, the last time we saw this crew, their plane was going down, but it looks like everyone survived. So we see Murray walking through the snow. He went out searching for something, anything, but there's nothing for miles. He saw some smoke a couple miles away. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a town. Maybe they know where the prison is. They're like, oh, the secret prison? He's like, yeah, you're probably right. But they're right now they seem to have, not, I don't know if it's a camp, but they're just kind of hanging out around the crash plane. They have a fire going, luckily, and they have Yuri tied up a little further away. So they go over to Yuri. I think they want to head towards that smoke. And he's like, you know, he will only tell them where the prison is for the right price. And it almost seems like Murray goes, fine, I'll give you half of the reward money. Again, like he could just say that, get his way, and then be like, oh, I lied. But he goes, what, are you crazy? He goes, you know what you get to do? You get to live, because we could leave you out here to die. And maybe someone won't come by, but an animal will come by and come get you. And they start to leave, and he stops them. He's like, wait, you know, if you don't want to go this way, you want to go east or something like that. He tells them you can go to his warehouse where there are supplies, guns, and a truck. I mean, supplies, guns, and a truck. That is everything that you'd need to kind of survive in an 80s action movie. So hopefully that's what they're going to be doing. They said, he says, we need to reach the prison by nightfall if you want to save your friend. That is, if he's not already dead. And of course, that leads us, it always seems like it would go from Alaska to Russia, where since we're in Russia, we're going from one part of Russia to the other part of Russia. It always works nice because Murray and Joyce are on the mission to go save Hopper. And Hopper is, dealing with trying to escape this prison. So it always works out good that those moments segue into each other because they're so related, because they're on the same path, the ultimate path of getting Hopper out of that prison.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we go over to the prison, and Hopper, Antonov, and all the other prisoners that are sharing the cell with him, they're led out of onto the grounds. They're brought onto the prison grounds, and Antonov's like, okay, this is it. You know, he realizes this is the moment. We have to get ready to fight. The monster is it's monster time. That's what they think. But instead, the guards are like, what? Come in here. They go to this room. And they're led into a feast, a giant feast of all kinds of food. And Antonov was like, am I dreaming or is this real? It's real. They get to just gouge on all kinds. Is gouge the right word? Chow down, whatever it is. They all seem to be enjoying it. I looked up, what is Russian for eat? Is it yest? Yest. I don't know if I got that right, but that's what I wrote down. And they all seem to be enjoying it and eating and chowing down, except Hopper, who seems to just be drinking. One of the prisoners asks Antonov, like, what is wrong with your friend? And he says, he has lost his spirit to live. He is not my friend. Isn't that the right, cursed one? You've lost your spirit to live. Hopper's like, yeah, something like that. And then he falls over drunk, falls over on his side. And Antonov says, he's American after all. Big talk, but weak inside. And that's it. Like, I literally went through this 10 minutes, and I think I did it the fastest I've ever done it. I know last night I was talking fast. If you listen to last night's episode, which was the second episode that came out yesterday, the first 10 minutes of The Dive, it was maddening how getting through that episode, because our fire alarms kept going off, the smoke alarm, and it kept going chip, chip, chip. Like, first it would go off crazy. You heard it. If you listened, you heard it. I kept it in because I thought it was kind of funny to hear it and hear me react to it. And then the one that's like, literally, I can stare at it from here down the hall. It would do the little, every 5 minutes. So I unplugged it, and then I'm getting in my head, oh no, carbon monoxide poisoning. So I opened a door to let air in all night thinking I want to live. But I went today to the Home Depot, and I went to, get, I got a new one. So I got to put that in and we should be good to go. But actually this does lead to something Stranger Things related. I took my niece tonight to a high school football game, the same high school I went to. I dropped her off at the game, which was like, I joked. I said, well, I can't wait to go to the game with you. I'm going to meet all your friends. Just call me Mike. I said, not Uncle Mike. Just call me Mike because I want to seem young and cool. Obviously, I didn't go to the game with her, but I dropped her off and it just was like, full, the circle of life. And on the way there, though, we talked a little Stranger Things. We talked about, I told her about the leak of the possible Creel House Lego set, which apparently is a thing. It looks real. The picture looks legit that was posted and then brought down, taken down. But she's a huge Lego builder and she loves Stranger Things. So it's like, I mean, that seems perfectly up her alley. But I also mentioned, the finale is going to be in the movies, in the movie theater. She's like, what? First, she thought I meant it's only going to be in the movie theater. I said, no. It's going to be premiering at the same time on New Year's Eve. And she's like, oh. And then she said, that's what I'm going to do with my friend. I was like, oh, okay. Uncle's not cool anymore. No, I didn't expect to go out on New Year's Eve with her, but I thought And I don't expect, I'm not going out on New Year's Eve to watch this. But I thought after I watched it on New Year's Eve, would it be fun to go on January 1st to see it? Kind of would be. But I don't have any plans of that right now. But what was fun is that she told me that back in 2022, they watched the finale of Stranger Things 4 again on New Year's Eve. So they said this is going to be the tradition. 2023, they watched the finale of Stranger Things 4. 2024, New Year's Eve, they watched the finale of Stranger Things 4. And then this year, they're going to watch the finale of Stranger Things 5. So it kind of lined up perfectly for the grand finale of this wonderful series. But in this 10 minutes of the dive, which I blazed through, what do we learn? Well, we learn that Eddie is now officially a person of interest, I would say not only for the death of Patrick, but also for Chrissy and for Fred, because they all died the same way. And now everyone in town seems to know this, and there's going to be a town hall meeting. Luckily, Eddie's hiding good. He's hiding, you know, in a good spot, and our friends know where he is, and they're going to be heading out to go see him. Meanwhile, the rest of our friends are off in Utah. They walk through a booby-trapped house of crazy children to get to Susie, and who has no idea who they are, but they're like, hi, we're Dustin's friends, and we need your help. And then we jump over to Russia, where Murray and Joyce have Yuri tied up and are going to be heading off looking for the prison with him. And then last but not least, at that very prison, Hopper, Antonov, and a bunch of other prisoners were fed. And I wonder why they would be fed. Maybe they're getting fattened up for some reason. I don't know what that is, or giving one last moment for something. I don't know. But we'll have to find out next time when we get to part three of The Dive. But that's it. Short and sweet. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I think there's going to be more of these, because not every time I need to go. And even this is a lot longer because I had a Stranger Things story to tell you about my niece. And for some reason, I talked about fire alarms again, smoke detectors. But a lot of these, you know, I'm talking about 10 minutes of a show. It might just take me 10 minutes to talk about it. And that's okay, because it's going to help me complete this project. So expect to hear from me again very soon. I don't know if it's going to be tonight. A little tired. We'll see. I was up with the fire smoke alarm last night. We'll see. I think tonight might be one episode, and then get right back to it tomorrow morning. But my friends, until then, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. You can find everything on Facebook at Fans Not Experts, on YouTube at Fans Not Experts. And of course, you can go to the website, fansnotexperts.com, to find every podcast I work on. And if you're interested in just Stranger Danger, go to strangerdangerpodcast.com and strangerdangerpodcast.com on Blue Sky. Whew, I think I got it all right. So that is it. I am done. Until next time, my friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for finding this show. I think we're at, like, if I looked at Spotify and iTunes, we're like well over 500,000 downloads, I think, which blows my mind. And it makes me happy. Yeah. I mean, pretty much, it just makes me very happy that people find this show and hopefully enjoy it, because it seems like people come back for every episode. So, and the main episodes, hopefully we get a lot of new people checking it out, looking for Stranger Things podcast. And if anyone says, do you listen to a Stranger Things podcast? I hope that one of the podcasts you recommend just happens to be Stranger Danger. So that is it. I am done. I will talk to you soon, my friends. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it's people like you, people like me, people like all the stranger friends all over the universe. That didn't quite come out right, but I'm not going to edit it. We are the ones who will keep Stranger Things alive for ever. Fans Not Experts.